All right. Board Member Klein.
Present.
Board Member Hobick.
Present.
Board Member Less.
Present.
Board Member Lim.
Present.
And President Fontes.
Present. Okay, I'm going to ask for a declaration of conflict of interest. I did notice that on your application, Dr. Winlove, that you are at Invita, is that correct?
Yes.
And is it true that Dr. Klein and Dr. Lim are at Invita too?
Yeah, I'm at Invita.
Does this represent a conflict of interest for anyone? Okay, so we have no declared conflicts of interest here. Moving on to number four, review and discussion of possible actions regarding application for licensure. And we are here to discuss Dr. Winlove. Director Jerminski, can you summarize? I know you did send rather lengthy application. I hope you all had time to review that. Director Jerminski, if you'll go over that for us.
Yes, President Fontes, board members, I'll just give a real brief overview here, but the subject matter expert was Dr. Winlove's application is going to be Richard, so I might let him take over if you have any specific questions about her application, but I will just say that she did submit all the documents required under statute for licensure. She's taken and passed the examination for licensure, and it does appear that she took a preceptorship as part of her postgraduate training for her application here. And so you need to review that preceptorship information to make sure that the topics.
I did, and it says that the references in column D were our didactic conference. Can you expand a little further on that?
Are you asking Dr. Winlove?
Well, I just wanted, I've got a spreadsheet up. I'm sure the other board members have reviewed it, but it says, you know, in the training, it just says didactic conference. I wonder what that means.
So the didactic conferences are like where I go to the tumor boards and the tumor board discusses different cases, like maybe they'll discuss 2 to 3 or doctors will discuss 2 to 3 cases at a time. Typically, they'll discuss a stage 4 breast cancer or pancreatic cancer, and we discuss our protocol, our recommendations. And during that time, we also discuss options, other options that the patients may have. And this typically involves all of the doctors, Dr. Medina, who's an interventional radiologist, and also Dr. Lim attends that conference via video conference. But typically, we do it on Thursdays every Friday. I mean, every on Thursdays once a month.
Right. So it says on 5/11/2023, 1 hour. So you were in there for 4 hours or you were in there for
one? Well, yeah. Well, we actually, I put... So those are, I divided it 1 hour each time. Sometimes we're there for so one of like, say the tumor board, if they discuss breast cancer, it's that 1 hour. And if you see it, it's 5/11, 5/11, 5/11, 5/11. There's yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. So we're typically there 4 to 5 hours sometimes, one to five. Okay. Sometimes it starts at 3 and we end at 6. Sometimes, you know, so.
And is that just an informal discussion or is it like a formal conference?
It's a formal conference.
Okay.
And President Fontes, it looks like we have a hand up from Jeannie Galvin, our Assistant Attorney General and Representative.
Good morning. I was just seeking clarification in that spreadsheet and in your verbal testimony, you referenced Dr. Lim. Is that our board member, Dr. Lim?
Yes.
Okay, so I think we need to consider, Dr. Lim, whether you have, if not a conflict of interest, at least the appearance of a possible conflict of interest, given that you are directly involved in her training, it appears.
Yeah, there's a preceptorship too, and it says to be completed with Dr. Lim. What does that mean?
Where is that to be completed?
On the spreadsheet that was preceptor.
Oh, just that was just for signatures.
So just to be clear, President Fontes, board members, Dr. Winlove, it says unipathic IV therapy by Dr. Prado, chelation by Dr. Prado. You're saying that has been completed, but you're waiting for the signatures on it in order to put it on the spreadsheet as completed, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that was where I was just waiting for her signature.
However, at this point, all that's been done, you're
all that's been done. It's all completed.
Oh, so you turn this in, and this isn't the final document.
Yeah. Yeah, where is that? I'm looking for it. But yeah, that was
an Excel document called Dr. Swazen Percept Hours 2.
I think you have the wrong one, because the one that I completed is this. I think so.
Well, I only have the one that was submitted to the board. If you have another one.
I submitted this, and I think it. See, this is the one that is all the format that I have is all completed.
Is the one I kind of don't see it.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
there.
I sent that. So this is the one.
Maybe it's in the. It's in the. Does anybody else find that in the?
Because Sigrun's completed one, and then this is the second one I completed, and I FedExed it.
What's the title of that?
This one is also Preceptor Dr. Luthien, please. And this one is April 24, 23 to October 25, and it was signed by me.
Director Jaminski, is that in the packet? Does any other board members, can you reference that?
Yeah, because this is 1, 2, 3, 4.
I only have 5, one page.
Oh, 6, 7. This is 8 pages. This is 8 pages, and it has 324 hours.
And Richard, I'm sorry, President Fontes. Richard, do you have that
file? I should. Let me check.
Maybe that's the one. Is that formatted sideways by any chance? Because there's one called post-grad work. Maybe that's
this one is. Can you see it?
Yes. Oh, so I have another one. And the on the very top, it says 9/11/23. Is that it?
No, this is the update. This is the one I finished, the updated one. I think that one was submitted by someone else. This one is dated 10/25/23.
Yeah. I'm a month behind.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of confused what that was. Because this is the one I submitted. And this is like 8 pages. And the very end is this one. It has 324 hours.
Yeah. And President Fontes, board members, I'm going to have Richard is seeing if he has that. He's going to send it to me directly, and then I'll send it out to the board members by email here.
Does anybody else find this in their packet? Anybody?
I don't see the document that she has in her hands there in the materials. Sure.
So we're lacking that document.
Yeah, it looks like that's not.
I think this is a pretty important document because it has 8 pages of all the things that I have completed.
Right,
and it was done in order.
That's a lot
I think
of work.
I think they accidentally sent you something that I might have because I was working with Sigrun, and she might have accidentally sent you. Maybe my initial scratch paper, but this is the one I completed, and I actually sent a copy of this directly and FedExed
Richard, does that look familiar?
Richard?
Sorry, yes.
I can fax it right now.
I'm looking for it right now. I believe what it was is I uploaded the wrong one to the application when we sent it in. So I'm looking to correct that right now.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
Richard.
So let's circle back to the question regarding conflict of interest. Where are we at on that? Who makes the final decision on this? Me? Director Jerminski?
No, it is up to the individual board member who may have a conflict to decide whether a conflict does exist. But typically, and this is true for all boards, when you have a board member who is specifically involved with the training, maybe they're a chair of a dissertation committee, maybe they have served as a mentor or practice monitor of some sort, then they do recuse. Here we have, not only are they working at the same health organization, but we do have a board member who is, it appears to be, you know, kind of intimately involved with the training and education.
Do we have still have quorum if she chooses to recuse?
Yes, President Fontes, board members, yes, we still have quorum.
Dr. Lim?
Yeah, I don't have to vote.
So you have to recuse yourself
I'll excuse myself.
So what degree of involvement would be a conflict? Because I have a very small role at Invita.
Again, that's up to the individual board member. Do you have any involvement in the training of Dr. Winlove or the education?
Not directly. I'd helped direct Dr. Suswan to the board materials online and things of that nature, but not in any of the direct training.
So nothing substantively?
Correct.
Okay.
I think that we're good with one recusal from Dr. Lim. Is that noted there, Director Jerminski?
I'm putting it in my notes, yes.
All right. I wonder if there's any way, Richard, you could just share? Director Jerminski, would it be appropriate for Mr. Graham to share the document so we can just see the final training? When she went through the whole process of doing this, I think
certainly.
The board should actually have the final document, because that's a lot of work, Dr. Winlove.
Yeah, it's 8 pages and it's yeah. I mean, I could do it one page at a time. I mean, I don't know if you.
Yeah.
Should absolutely. I mean, I could fax it. I could have somebody from the office fax it.
When Dr. Winlove, if you have it in an electronic format, if you send that directly to me, if that's something that you can do easily, I can make sure that gets to the board members here in 0.5 seconds after I receive it. So.
Yeah, I can find that. Hold on one quick second.
And Richard, where are we with that?
I'm still looking. I'm going through everything I have. I don't know why I misplaced it in my files. I don't know how I did that. So I'm working as fast
would
as
you
I
like
can.
To okay, would you like to move on and circle back with this? Put this one on hold for a second. We do have other items on the agenda.
Yeah, President Fontes, that may be a wise call that we can talk about other agenda items and circle
back.
Okay,
we're going to put a hold on item number 4 and move on for a moment to item number 5, review, discussion, and possible action regarding statute and rules changes. There's been a lot of behind the scenes activity here. Director Jerminski, can you catch everybody up? This is a really exciting time in this board that we've been working on for a long, long time.
Absolutely, President Fontes, board members. I'm assuming you're talking about the potential legislation here. This is legislation that we've, you know, at the board, we've been talking about for, you know, the last 4 or 5 years at this point. And so that is the homeopathic practitioner change, where we're for that license type that we have, we're modifying some of the educational requirements. I can just really briefly give you an overview of what that looks like. There is a copy of it in your materials under potential legislation. And this is not something that the board is running directly, but PIMA, the Phoenix Institute for Herbal Medicine and Acupuncture, also has a homeopathy school, and they are running this legislation, and we are supportive and engaged and involved in that process. Basically, what it does is it modifies the training requirements from for that license type to remove the requirement that the person can only show education as a doctor of homeopathy, receiving a doctorate of homeopathy from a school, and instead allowing them to obtain successful training in one of several different types of medical programs: physical therapy, acupuncture, naturopathy, and so on and so forth, and then adding on additional homeopathy training in order to qualify for the license. They would also be able to take a other degree or certification program from a college that is accredited by the American Accreditation Board for Homeopathy. And on top of that, they would also have to hold or pass the examination to hold the certification from the Homeopathic Certification Council, or complete a program that would that is accredited by the Accreditation Commission for Homeopathic Education or its successor organization, or complete a program approved by the board designed to prepare the person for the practice of homeopathic medicine. So what it does basically is it says, look, there are people who are fully capable of providing homeopathic medicine to patients in Arizona, and we're just giving those individuals pathways to licensure here at the board. What it also does is kind of separates out the definition of homeopathic medicine, so that we have the integrated medicine portion for homeopathic physicians, and then the regular homeopathic medicine for our homeopathic practitioners. That's pretty clear. And also clarifies the agreement between the acupuncture board and the homeopathy board, the sharing of the director and so on, and does some other, you know, typographical and style changes with our statutes.
Yeah, a lot of it's really just kind of clearing up language and thus enabling more applicants, and with the net result is we'll be more applicants and more funds that will ensure this board stays solvent for many years to come. Any discussion on this? I'm sure you guys all reviewed it in your packets. No.
May I ask whether a bill number has been assigned?
We don't have a bill number yet. It hasn't been dropped.
Okay.
So I believe we're waiting on a sponsor.
There is a sponsor. It's just it's gone to Ledge Council for some language cleanup, basically.
Who's the sponsor?
That is a great question. Let me pull that up. So I'm not directly involved in communicating with that person.
Oh, great. I mean, I'm pleased that we have interested parties and funding for the process. It's been, you know, personally, I've been involved with this for over a dozen years.
It looks like it may be Senator Schamp.
Can we get a confirmation on that?
Yes, that's what I have in the email from Matt is Senator Shamp, but again, I haven't had any communication directly with the senator because they're the ones running the bill.
Right, it's still filtering through the process. Can you spell Shamp?
Shamp.
And do we have a district?
No, okay. I don't have that. I can look that up and get it out to you.
If you could send that to me, that would be helpful. Okay, any more discussion on that? I think it's fantastic and decades in the process, so I applaud the efforts. Director Jerminski, if you will move on to 5B with me and review the five-year rule review. It seems like these 5 years just kind of just come quicker than 5 years, but here we are again.
Right, absolutely, President Fontes, board members. Every 5 years, we have to go before the governor's regulatory rule council to review our rules to make sure that we still have statutory authority for these rules and that the rules actually make sense and are doing what we want them to do to protect the public health, safety, and welfare, and to fairly administer the statutes and regulations of the board. And so that's what we're doing here. I sent this out to you last week so that you could curl up next to a fire and read through them. Basically, you know, what we'll be doing is going through these and saying, you know, do we need all of these rules? And if not, we should get rid of them. And do the rules do what they're intended to do? Is there any heartburn associated with any of them? You know, for instance, there is a rule, which I can't remember off the top of my head, that the statutory reference for it is incorrect. And so we need to fix that so that it references the proper statute, so on and so forth. There are things like that we need to do in there. I thought it might be wise. You know, we currently have a rule that requires that if an individual has held a license with us and has taken and passed the exam for homeopathy licensure with us before, that they would have to take it again if they wanted to get a license again. Every other board I've ever been involved with, it simply says has taken and passed the exam at some point. And so maybe we should, you know, update our rule to say that they, as long as they have passed the exam at some point, they don't have to retake it, you know, things like that. And so I would just ask that the board, you know, review those rules and just over the next month, you know, be sending me, you know, thoughts, impressions, changes, things you'd like to get rid of or add so that I can get that submitted to GIRC before April. So our next board meeting would be March. So the board would be reviewing our rule review at that March board meeting for submission to GIRC in April.
And that is Title IV Professional Professions in Chapter 38, Board of Homeopathic Integrated. That's this one, right?
Absolutely. Perfect.
All right, so you do have time to review that, and it's largely, there's no big changes here, so there shouldn't be any surprises, right?
I haven't made any changes on that document. That's the rules as they stand now.
Yeah, it might be good to review them and have agendized a discussion about the current rules. That would be a good discussion since we haven't talked about this in 5 years.
Right. And so the question is, are they necessary and are they working?
So, right. So you could just take your rule package, which is maybe 40 pages, and then, you know, take a highlighter or a pen and highlight any language that you wish to review.
Yeah. So if you could just over the course of the next month or so, be sending that over to me. It may be necessary to have kind of an interim meeting between now and March to look over some of those changes, so that we can have that discussion prior to approving our rules package to send over to GIRC. So I may be reaching out to you for time for that sometime.
Yeah, depending on how many submissions we get from the board members, we can have further discussions.
Right.
All right, any more on 5B? All right, let's move on to agenda item 6, review, discussion, and possible action regarding executive director report. Director Jermincy, go ahead and review item number 6.
Absolutely, members. And if you'll give me one moment, President Fontes, I just got an email from Dr. Winlove. So I'm going to shoot that over to you here.
Okay.
Good news with her is that even without the rest of that document, we still had enough hours between the preceptorship and the other postgraduate studies to meet the requirements. So
right, it just shows, should show the completion and the completion dates and where the training was held. All right. I don't see it. Do you want to circle back right now to item number 4?
No, we don't have to do that. I don't know. Is Dr. Winlove still on the? Let me look to see if she's on the meeting here.
Yes, she's
here. Yes. Oh, yes, she is. Okay. And so we could do that if you'd like to, or I can go over.
Just go over. Do your exec. I thought. Do your executive director report, and I will, in the meantime, pull this up.
Okay. Really briefly, board members, we haven't received any survey results or anything like that. We've been working with Thentia to fix a couple small bugs with our new database that we came out, the Thentia database. Been working pretty smoothly. We had a little bit of a payment processing issue. However, that's been resolved, and so now we're receiving and accepting applications online and documentation online, and that seems to be working pretty well for our renewals and our new applications. So we're really glad that that's been up and running. And I think at this point it's kind of through its growing pains. So that's good news. Generally, budget wise, we're doing okay. We're in the black for our revenues over expenditures. We've got about $50,000 sitting in our revolving account, and we should be fine going into the next fiscal year as far as our appropriation goes. We had, let me just look at this real quick here. Yeah. Hold on. I'm just trying to get you a number here so that you can. Yeah, we have $47,300 in our revolving account at this point. So just as a, as a reminder, we had about $12,000 in our revolving account 4 years ago. So it's just slowly but surely growing up here. You know, as always, expenses continue to grow, and our licensing count is not exactly growing along with it. And so we'll continue to be very careful in monitoring our finances and making wise choices with what we do and don't do. We already run pretty lean here at the office. You know, we're not buying new equipment or furniture or anything like that. And so so as of right now, I think we're okay budget-wise.
All right. And so the database is up and running. You were able to access it?
Yeah. And so if you're on our website and you click on the three little bars on the right-hand side there, you see online forms and payments. You can click on initial and renewal application system. It'll take you over to our new database. You can also, if you click on physician information, click on.
Okay. So the reason why I'm asking is because I know it was a while back, but at our last board member meeting, we asked for the number of current licensees and the number of assistants that we have currently. And the answer was, we don't know, our database isn't working.
Well, so to that point, we don't know, our database isn't working. So
asked if the database was working and you said yes. Klein, back me up here. I need some backup here. Did he not say that our database was working?
Yeah. And so it's up and running for renewals and applications, payment processing, and so on. So all the big issues are kind of running smoothly, and we're working with them to
fix our. This is a big issue. As the president and chair of the board, I think that kind of data should be transparent to our board members.
Yeah, I completely agree, and we're trying to get that up and running for you. There, it's just all the reports aren't working correctly, and so we'll run it, but it comes up with bad data, basically.
So how many more? So can we agendize this? Because I think it's rather important.
Certainly. At this point, there's not much. I mean, we've been very active in our communication with Thentia as far as trying to get that fixed. There's not much.
Well, I realize that, and I'm not saying that there's any fail point. We meet as a board so infrequently. I want to agendize this just so we can kind of get a beat on where we are with it, because this is basic data that any board should have.
Yeah.
And if we don't have this, we really can't make a global decision regarding the board.
Right. Right. Yeah, absolutely. I'll make sure that we work on this, and I'll
just agendize it so we can circle back, and we don't have to rely on Dr. Fontes's failing memory to to remember.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Is there any other thing on item number 6?
No. I don't think so, unless you have any questions for me. We're just generally just
agendize that issue. Let's circle back to 4A, Dr. Winlove. We have the document. Hopefully you can see it. Yes, this looks complete. And how many hours are required?
300.
300. Oh, well, that's good, because actually I do see my name under item number 50, where you studied 5 hours of acupuncture. I believe this was a video that was done 10 plus years ago. I think that, if I remember correct, that was 2 hours. I don't hear you. Please turn on your microphone. We don't hear you.
I can't hear you, Dr. Winlove. No.
You were with us. Did somebody mute her?
Doesn't look like she's muted.
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
There you are.
Okay, sorry. So I studied it, I supplemented, and I, so the points that you put, for example, locations and things of that nature, I supplemented it with this, the basic acupuncture book, and reviewed it, and that's how I did the hours, because I used that as an outline, because I really needed to study it, and I memorized, point locations, tongue, and things like that.
Okay, so you included your personal study time other than the presentation with 2 hours.
Yes.
All right. I hope I did a serviceable job. That was a long time ago.
That was a great That really helped me, actually.
Okay, I actually accept that, and I'm impressed that you went above and beyond with your studies. How cool is that? I thought people were going to go, oh, good God, would you be done?
No, actually, that was very interesting because I actually read this book first, didn't understand anything, did your lecture. After I did your lecture, it made sense. And then I went back and I said, oh, this is why all these diagrams didn't make any sense to me. And so when I went back and I had all these underlines and like question marks, and I said, oh, now I get it. And I understood the yin and yang. At the beginning, it wasn't so clear. And then I thought, oh, this makes total sense. And it's like the opposite. When there's a deficit, it's the opposite for the other one, you know. It's a plus on the other. So it's kind of like it made sense. And I'm actually very interested in acupuncture. So,
well, so cool. If you, I'd love to go further with you if you ever want to. I still teach.
No, I actually do.
All of these later. But I did notice that on your application, you do not intend to do acupuncture. It says that you are doing orthomolecular chelation, and that's your primary entrance. Is that correct?
No. I actually, we're doing at Invita, we do everything, and most of the things so I'm a radiation oncologist.
Are you on the application?
Pardon me?
I think it's, let me review your application. I'm running a meeting, sorry. Sorry, we have a little emergency. Who's our vice chair?
That's Dr. Klein.
Dr. Klein, would you take over for a moment?
Or do you want to recess for 5 or 10 minutes to take a break?
Is it still me, or did it change?
A 5-minute recess. Sorry, everybody.
As of 9:40, board's in recess for 5 minutes.
All right. Sorry, everybody. I'm back.
Infantes, you called 5 minutes. We have 2 minutes left on our recess.
Okay, I'm used to shooting myself in the foot.
All right, we've been out for 5 minutes. Are all members present and available?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So, Dr. Lewis, Dr. Lim.
Board Member Hobick, are you here with us?
I'm here. Yeah.
Great.
Okay, let's pick up right where we left off. Okay, last point on this. I know I seem to drag it out, but it's just right here. It says, number 55, that you're scheduled in person. Did you, with Whitney to, mentorship for homeopathic? I know Whitney is no longer with the school.
We tried to schedule it and we went back and forth, so I never got to do that
one. Well, you have your hours.
Yeah. That part I wasn't included in the hours. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that Whitney's not there. If you have a sincere interest, I will not only volunteer my time to follow up on the acupuncture, but I also teach homeopathy to the doctorate students. So I'll be happy to review any of that with you. It is my passion, homeopathic medicine. So
that'd be great.
I give you that. You can reach out to me directly.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
And I will.
All right. And I know Dr. Lim has recused herself, but she can hook you up with me.
And thank President, you. President Fontes, board members, your question today for this applicant is twofold. One is the preceptorship itself sufficient and comprehensive to meet the requirements to train Dr. Winlove to be a safe practitioner of homeopathic medicine? And if so, then you should approve the preceptorship program. And then secondarily, to review her for either approval of licensure or to deny her licensure or to approve her for licensure with some sort of stipulation.
Yeah, excellent. Well, this has probably been one of the more thorough reviews of the preceptorship. And I know that there's been many other people who've gone through the materials, but I really get the feeling that she's not only pay attention, but she has a passion for it. So I would like to make a motion to approve the MDH for Dr. Winlove. If there's no further discussion.
And President Fontes, board members, we need to both approve the preceptorship and approve the applicant for licensure.
Oh, okay. First, I'd like to make a motion to approve the preceptorship. Do we have a second?
Second, Dr. Les.
Seconded by Dr. Les, please note. And then all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. There's no dissension, so there's no need to for a roll call vote.
Is one there? Recusal.
Oh, we have one recusal, Dr. Lim, please note. And then now, motion carries. Let's move on to, I would like to make a motion to approve the MDH licensure status for Dr. Winlove. If we could have a second.
I second, Dr. Les.
Again, please note, Dr. Les makes a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any recusals?
And President Fontes, I didn't see you vote.
Aye. And then Dr. Lim is raising her single digit as recusal. Is that acceptable, or do we need a verbal?
She's recused herself from the item, so we're okay.
Okay. Motion carries. I'd like to be the first one to congratulate Dr. Winlove, MD, MDH. Welcome to the fold.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. I look forward to having a conversation with you. All right.
Thank you, sir.
What is next? It looks like we have finalized 4A, moving on to 7, call to the public. Do we have any public members present today?
No.
Going once, going twice. No. Moving on to number 8. Item number 8, discussion of items to be placed on future meeting agenda. Probably the status of the current legislation, the status for the 5-year rule review, and the status of our board member or licensee count, both assistants and MDHs. Anybody else have anything that they'd like to see agendize? No? Okay, moving on to number 9, adjournment, everybody's favorite part. And we did this with all the shenanigans in under an hour. I want to thank everybody for coming and for your time. And I know today was a very heavy on document review. Dr. Lim, did you have something?
No, I think you did a good job.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Yeah, I do too. David, would you give me a call after this meeting?
Certainly. Absolutely. I'll do so.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing nothing else, this meeting is adjourned at 9:51 p.m. I see you all at the next board meeting. Don't forget to review your packets for the Chapter 38, and then send all of your comments directly to Director Jerminski, and we'll review this at our next session. It should be further agendized. Thank you all. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.